Welcome to the True Traveler Society Daily Podcast, your go-to source for sustainable travel innovation and inspiring volunteer adventures. It's November 22nd, 2025. Today, we're digging into Africa's fast-changing tourism landscape and a warning about destinations at risk from over-tourism. Stay tuned for insights every conscious traveler and tourism professional needs to know to make a positive impact. Our first story spotlights a groundbreaking travel tech platform that's challenging the narrative of travel in Africa. Joy Martins, CEO of Dedi, has launched a digital ecosystem helping travelers navigate financial and connectivity barriers across all 54 African countries. Dedi's all-in-one app offers digital banking, eSIM technology for seamless mobile service, and AI-powered planning tools, making travel more accessible and supporting local jobs. The app also partners with payment platforms like TapTapSend and PayPal, allowing visitors to have local currency on arrival. Dedi demonstrates how technology can drive tourism that empowers communities, creates jobs, and celebrates vibrant African culture year-round. Conscious travelers should look for inclusive travel solutions like Dedi that lower barriers and foster economic opportunity across regions, not just in popular hotspots. Our next headline comes from the world of responsible travel guidance. Fodor's, respected travel company, just released its No List for 2026, a set of 8 destinations urged to take a break from heavy tourism. The list includes Antarctica, the Canary Islands, Glacier National Park, and Mombasa, Kenya, among others. The reason? High visitor numbers are creating unsustainable pressures on fragile ecosystems and local communities. For example, Antarctica saw 120,000 tourists last year, with numbers expected to double in the next decade, putting vulnerable landscapes and wildlife at serious risk. In Montana's Glacier National Park, only 27 glaciers remain from an estimated 150, and many may disappear entirely in the next 5 years due to climate change and overuse. The takeaway: responsible travelers should spread their journeys to lesser-known places, avoid contributing to over-tourism, and use their experiences to advocate for conservation and policy change. Our last story highlights how conscious travel trends are pushing the entire tourism industry to rethink impact. In the UK, reality TV fans recently learned that popular adventure shows like The Traitors carry a hidden carbon footprint, more than 170,000 tons of emissions from transport, energy, and on-location production last year alone. While this may seem outside of traditional tourism, it's a reminder that even the stories we consume shape travel choices and aspirations. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts now requires all productions to measure and report full carbon impacts, with practical fixes like local hiring, electric vehicles, and eco-friendly catering showing promising results. For tourism operators, the lesson is clear: powerful experiences can be created without high-carbon logistics. For travelers, advocating for local and low-carbon adventures helps drive this change. To recap, today's stories prove that sustainable innovation, whether high-tech solutions in Africa, new travel advisories, or low-impact entertainment, is shaping a future where travel leaves a positive legacy for both people and the planet. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and share the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast. Explore more responsible travel news and volunteer opportunities on our website. Together, let's keep moving the world forward, one conscious adventure at a time.